You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns, and I hope you can hear the excitement in my voice, because this is the first time I've done a Football Hour podcast in an awfully, awfully long time. Sorry, I've just been working over summer. Someone needs to pay for the new flat, which I can't afford, but I'm really trying to afford. That's why I haven't been able to come in to the studio and record some podcasts. I know it's not a great excuse. Well, it is a great excuse, actually, to leave off. But I've been really upset that I can't come in here and do it. Dom Betts, who you know is my co-presenter, he has been very annoyed that I can't come in and do podcasts for the last month and a bit. But I'm back, and because you subscribed, the podcast will keep coming. I've started uni. This is the first day back, so I'm back with free studios and free access to talk about football. Dom's not here today. I don't know. The first day we can do it, and Dom can't come in because apparently he's ill. I think that's all the drink. You've got a drink problem, haven't you, Dom? But get well soon. Come back to the studio. So I thought I'd do a podcast about something Dom really can't help me out with, and that is Leeds United. And it's kind of been all right that I haven't been able to do a podcast, because I've come back and the first time I'm not allowed to do one, Leeds United have won four football matches in a row. Four! I don't know, yeah. You're all probably astounded as me, but I am so excited. And for the last 4 weeks, when I've been meeting new people at work, I've been working in Heathrow, I've been working this awful, awful airport lounge for 4.5 weeks. It's been so boring. So because it's an events job, new people come in all the time, because people who work in events are flaky, as you know, like I am. So lads will come in, and obviously the first thing you do when you start chatting to a lad, "All right, mate, how are you?" "Yeah, not bad. Do you like football?" If they say no, you're kind of hoping they're not coming back tomorrow. If they say yes, which a few of them do, you go, "Oh, what football team do you support?" And I have had a major, major problem with boys, because I live in London. Boys just saying, "I support Man United." "Oh, right. What part of Manchester are you from, mate?" "Oh, no, I'm not from Manchester." Oh, right, cool. "So why do you support Manchester?" "Oh, I've got links to Manchester." And I say to them all the time, "Oh, what are they, train links?" But then the conversation turns to me after I've annoyed them with being horrible about the fact that they don't really, that they shouldn't be supporting Man United. And then they ask me the question, and I always start the sentence after they ask the question, "What team do you support?" The words, "Unfortunately, I support Leeds United." And that is the sentence I say all the time. It's just ingrained in my brain. And for 4 weeks, I haven't been able to say, "Unfortunately, I support Leeds United." Oh my God, I nearly said Man United. I didn't mean to do that. "Unfortunately, I support Leeds United." That's gone from my sentences. I can now say I proudly support Leeds United, because I do. I finally am proud of the players that are on the pitch. All of them. All of them. All 11 of them. I'm proud of the manager on the sideline, Gary Monk. I'm proud of his assistant manager. And if you're a Leeds United fan who owns Twitter, all the talk of the takeover, maybe in a couple of podcast time, I'll be able to say I'm proud that we don't have Massimo Cellino as owner. But we ain't got there yet. So, 3 wins from 3 before Saturday comes around. Granted, 2 of them were against Blackburn. And 1 of them was against Blackburn reserves at home. But Ipswich come, and we all know Ipswich are just a really standard good championship side. So this will be a real marker for Leeds, whether they can put this good form against a tough championship team. And they did. They won 1-0. And by the sounds of it, we should have won 2, 3 or 4. I was reading Moscow White's match report. And Moscow White is as downbeat. He's more downbeat than me about Leeds United. But the only fault he could find in his match report was that we didn't score 2 or 3. And isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? I want to talk about the formation. And right at the top of that formation, which is 4-2-3-1. For me, we have a problem with the number one, or we have done in the past. Chris Wood, eh? It's nasty to go back to the past after the past. Well, he's got 4 goals in 4 games. He's got 7 goals for the season. That's really good. It's really, really good. But I just don't think he can finish. I just don't think he can finish. And I never have done since he's come to the club. But he is finishing chances. I don't know if Leeds fans have seen the video online, but there's a clip from training. I think it was this week or the week before. Chris Wood, cross comes in, shoots. Silvestri saves it. Ball rebounds to him. Chris Wood shoots again. Silvestri saves it. And then it comes out to Chris Wood and Silvestri's lying on the floor, which is a position I like to see Silvestri in. Probably crawled up in a ball after seeing his Twitter after that horrible, horrible thing that he liked on Twitter. If you're a Leeds fan, you'll know Silvestri, there was a match report after Blackburn by the Times or the Telegraph. And our goalkeeper, a Leeds United player, liked a tweet which was a picture of the article saying Leeds win, but Monk under heavy pressure to get sacked or something along those lines. Silvestri liked that. How can you do that against your manager, mate? How can you do that against my... And fair play, he got a lot of abuse and he's had to delete his Twitter. So maybe Chris Wood, we're talking about going back to this chance in training. Maybe Chris Wood was just getting it back for the Leeds fans. He wanted to kick the ball at Silvestri 3 times. But I don't think that's the case, is it, Chris Wood? You just couldn't finish the chances. And everyone was like, oh, wow, look at the save from Silvestri. But me and my mate Harvey, who've had a problem since Chris Wood started at Leeds, because I don't know if any of you watched Jimmy Bullard used to do these, you know the drill or something, where he'd go to different clubs and he'd do goal scoring training exercises. And he'd go up against a club player. So he turned up at Thorpe Arch at Leeds. And Chris Wood was his opposition. And I couldn't believe how many chances Chris Wood missed. And I know it's training. I know it's a laugh. But the thing is, Chris Wood wasn't just doing it in training. He was missing massive chances in matches. And he was doing this season. So I think coaches now tell strikers that when the ball comes in, do not blast the ball with your head. Head down. Because if you head down, the keeper's got less of a chance to getting down from a short distance. Chris Wood. Well done, lad. You listened to what happened in training. You did. But what you weren't able to do is apply that training and put it into a match. Because balls were coming into Chris Wood and he was like, right, ball's coming to my head. Ball's coming to my head. What did I get taught in training? Head down. Head down. Keeper can't get there. Chris Wood was heading down so far that the ball bounced and went over the crossbar from about 3 yards. And it's slightly embarrassing. It's slightly embarrassing. But fair play. Chris Wood, I am so happy that you're proving me wrong. And is he proving me wrong? Because the chance against Blackburn in midweek in the League Cup, he did miss from 2 yards and the ball came off the keeper like it did in training. So Silvestri, but in a game, the ball came back from the keeper and just bounced right off his nose. And it's a good job he's got a big nose, Chris Wood, because the ball went in the net. And well played to the lad. So let's talk about his goal on Saturday. Lovely hold-up play by Chris Wood. Because we're playing this formation 4-2-3-1, Stuart Dallas is on the left-hand side of the three behind Chris Wood. Last season, Stuart Dallas started 4-3-3. But with 4-3-3, you got a start wide come in. With 4-2-3-1, Stuart Dallas is starting further in the field than what he was last year because he's got to get close to the number 10 and he's got to get close to Chris Wood. So what that leaves when Stuart Dallas is on the left-hand side of the box, not the left touchline, is it gives space for Charlie Taylor to go round him, a lot more space. So, Chris Wood lays it off to Stuart Dallas, edge of the penalty area on the left-hand side of the box. Stuart Dallas does this brilliant fake shot, and it sends two Ipswich Town players turning their back to try and block the shot. What Stuart Dallas does is he plays a lovely weighted pass out to Charlie Taylor, who has made a brilliant run. Brilliant, brilliant run. Chris Wood, after the layoff to Stuart Dallas, he's not stood still, which he does a lot. His movement is improving. He enters the box. He's marked by their centre-back. So what he does is he goes near post. And this is as Charlie Taylor is wrapping his left foot round the ball. This is what striker's movement is all about. He takes the defender to the near post. But what Chris Wood does is he lets the defender go. He drops back to the middle of the goal. Ball comes in. Where are we again? We're at that point where Chris Wood has to think, right, let's do what I've been taught in training. But let's not head it down so far it bounces over the net. He heads it down perfectly and it lands on the goal line. So the keeper's got no chance. Lands in the goal line. We score. Brilliant, brilliant goal. So we've got the goal. And now, it's seemingly, we've got two centre-halves that love to keep that Chris Wood goal the winning goal because they want to keep clean sheets. We've signed this guy on loan, Pontus Janssen, and he looks an absolute warrior. In the last three or four games, he's just snapped people in half. He defends like defending means something to him. And when I've watched former Leeds United defenders, Sol Bamba, Giuseppe Belushi, their second thought is defending sometimes. Giuseppe Belushi plays a lot like David Luiz, but much worse. He's thinking about playing football when what he should be thinking about is defending the football, defending the goal. Pontus Janssen, he gets as much excitement from defending as Chris Wood does from scoring that goal at the other end. And that's, to me, that's what being a Leeds United supporter is about. And he seems like a player who understands the Leeds United supporter. Do you know what he did on Saturday? He absolutely did the most crunching tackle you've ever seen. Well, Leeds United probably seen much more crunchy tackles. He does this crunching tackle, wins the ball really fair. Player goes down injured. And he runs to the cop. And he clenches his fist and shoves it up towards the cop. And the cop reacted, and it was amazing. It was amazing to see that a player celebrates a tackle as much as a player celebrates a goal. It's exciting times for Leeds. It's exciting times, but we've got to take it each game as it comes. I know that's boring, that's everything, but we have Bristol City this week. Real test. Imagine, Leeds, if we go to Bristol City and get 3 points. Imagine. And you know what? I'm going to the game on Saturday against Barnsley. And I'm buzzing about it. I'm really excited. I'm really excited to go watch Leeds United play. I like the new system. I like 4-2-3-1. I love that we've got a creative midfielder in the middle of the three in Pablo Hernandez. We've been crying out for a creative player for years, since Snodgrass has left, since McCormack has left. They were our creativity. And we did try and sign a creative midfield player. last summer in Forestieri. But obviously, Chelino couldn't get the deal through. And look how well Forestieri played last season for Chef Wed. So I'm glad it seems like Gary Monk has watched what happened to Leeds last year and saw we were lacking creativity. We really were. And Pablo Hernandez has got it. He's got it. This Leeds team's exciting. I'm really excited to go watch my team play. And now I can finally say, fortunately, I support Leeds United. Good luck to Gary Monk and the Leeds team this week. Oh, can you imagine? I'm doing this podcast in a week's time and it's 6 wins from 6. Come on, Leeds, you can do it. I have been Alex Mearns. This has been the Football Hour. Thank you for remaining patient with me whilst I've been at work earning money, but it's really, really exciting to be back. All I want to do now, if you're a Leeds United fan, is want to ask a favour. If you're listening on iTunes, search the Football Hour on iTunes, right? You go onto the podcast. I'm doing it right now. I'm searching the Football Hour on iTunes. There. Got it. It's coming up. Go onto the Football Hour podcast. And then it says details, reviews, related. Go onto reviews and put write a review. If you've enjoyed the podcast, I'd love it that you put a 5-star review. Please, it helps me out so much. Please. And then what I want you to do in the review is give me your score prediction for Leeds-Bristol City. Give me your score prediction. And next week, when we do the podcast, whoever's got the right score prediction, I'll give you a shout-out on the Football Hour. How about that? You give me something, I'll give you something. I'll put your Twitter on. Whoever's listening will follow you back, because the Leeds family does that. So, as I've said once again, please give a review. Please give a rating. Thank you. It's been good to be back.
You've been listening to the Football Hour with Alex Mearns.